Hello, I'm Nigel Reed, and this is Cricket Central. Welcome to the show. On this edition, the IPL is back with a new team and new players. Who will prevail in India over the next 7 weeks? Can KKR repeat after finally breaking through in 2012? Maybe Mumbai can finally claim the big prize. And what should we expect from the new Hyderabad franchise? All that and more on today's Cricket Central. Delighted to welcome two men for whom cricket is a passion and a way of life. Former Canadian international batsman Zubin Sukari, and alongside him, cricket writer and broadcaster Faraz Sarwat. Gentlemen, welcome. The IPL is becoming a tournament which cricket fans around the world start getting excited about now every spring. I mean, this is IPL 6. T20 cricket, if it is your game, then this is the league to watch. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but this is a T20 league that has risen above all others. And there are plenty of others around the world.
Yeah, I think it's good cricket. I think in the beginning, I think it was probably thought as a bit of a gimmick, but now it's become a pretty serious business. There's some good cricket happening, good players playing. Sportsnet's brought it here, which is fantastic, so it can bring it to the North American market. And good results. I mean, 2020 cricket's close, so it's always tight, and you see some amazing displays of cricket. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and the IPL may not have been the original T20 event. It was the ICL, but certainly the IPL is the benchmark for how these kinds of tournaments need to happen or need to take place. And every other tournament you could almost say is a pretender because the IPL basically has really raised the level of what to expect in these types of tournaments with the number of players, the quality of games, and the sheer the marketing around it. The television product is excellent too.
To some extent, it comes down to dollars and cents. If you pay top dollar, you're going to get the best players. And clearly, this is what the IPL is all about. It has the title sponsor. It has the big television contract. A lot of players making very good money and clearly attracted to this product. And the product needs them to maintain an elevated status around the world.
Yeah, they blended a good mix of various players from other countries playing on the same team. I think it brings a good demographic to the game. It hasn't happened in a long time, or ever, in this capacity, where there's four or five guys from different countries. You know, seeing a Gale playing on the same team as an AB de Villiers, I mean, that's everybody wants to see that.
It's almost fantasy league cricket, isn't it? As you say, you've got Gale and de Villiers and all these superstars on one team. And if you're looking for that sort of excitement, that explosive batting, it really doesn't get any better.
Well, that's right. And if you kind of look at the teams, you'll see that they're basically packed with stroke makers. And it's almost a gluttony of players who can smash the ball around. And so on some level, I think that almost dulls the senses a bit. But, it certainly makes for exciting cricket.
It most certainly does. The players, of course, are well compensated, by and large, very well compensated for 7 weeks' work. But what we've heard over the last couple of years is the sort of strain, Zubin, and you'll know about this, the wear and tear on the players, because it's not just the IPL that they're attracted to. There is a big bash league in Australia and so on and so forth. Most of the major cricketing playing nations have a T20 league at some point or another during the year. So it's great that the bank accounts are full, but does it actually detract from the players' long-term abilities and their livelihoods?
I think cricket just in general, you know, if you're an international cricket, you're playing 12 months a year now. If you're a guy like AB de Villiers, you're playing every single test match, you're playing every single 2020 for South Africa and for his IPL team and for maybe another IPL team or another county team or something like that a lot of guys do to just maximize their time playing cricket. It's taking a big toll on their body, you know. It's probably in the bowlers more than the batsmen, but it's I think you're going to see the effects of it over the next little while.
T20 cricket is fast, it's furious. Not only the physical strains, but the mental capacity to be able to perform every two or three days at a very high level is, I think, probably easier said than done.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think that is one thing to kind of keep your eye on with some of these international players. The motivation levels, is it always going to be there? Are they always going to put it on the line for their IPL team? If they've got a big series, international series coming up somewhere. If they've played a couple of seasons in the IPL and the bank account is in good shape, I don't know if they're going to do that. So certainly that's a part of it. But on the other hand, there are other players who are kind of on the fringes of their national sides, and they're getting, you know, the platform to perform and show what they can do. And that could be a motivating factor for many players trying to come back into national reckoning.
Well, of course, there's a non-stop supply of potential players. You know, you hear about the headlines every January about the IPL auction and who's gone where for goodness knows how much money. But there's an awful lot. It's kind of like the tip of the iceberg, Zub. There's an awful lot of players that don't get a chance, that don't get bought in the auction, and they're on the outside looking in.
Yeah, I think that's the massive cash cow that comes with IPL. You know, everyone, I think, is striving for it. I think, as an Indian cricketer in domestically, you're definitely trying to just get your foot in the door. And that's, I think, one of the good things that IPL has brought. It's look how many players now. If you look through the list, you recognize these guys' names, and they've never played for India, or at least not in any kind of major capacity, and still they're recognizable names, which I like. I mean, if you look at something like hockey or basketball, mm-hmm. there's tons of guys that don't play for their countries, but you still recognize, you still make a living at it. And I think that's massive, and that's what IPL's brought. It's allowed the fringe players to get in there, get a foot in the door, you know, allow them to play and you know, show themselves and their abilities. Because there is, to be honest, there's a lot of good cricketers in the world, and that's one thing that this type of format has brought.
Well, let's talk about the format. It's not everyone's cup of tea. It's relatively new in terms of cricket's culture and history, and it's something that those who knew cricket before T20 came along have, by and large, been somewhat reluctant to embrace. But from the cricketer's point of view for us, there are always question marks about the development of these players in longer forms of the game, with all the attention and all the money being channeled towards T20.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And with some of the younger players, it's funny that, you know, they can achieve kind of fame and fortune without ever having played for their country. And, you know, does that detract a little bit from the motivation to play at the highest level, to play one day cricket or test cricket? I don't know. I think that's something that we're going to have to wait and see about. But already there have been stories, and I guess it also depends, going from individual to individual. But we've looked at the case of Robin Utapa in the past, where, you know, when he broke into the Indian side, he was supposed to be a very destructive batsman, and everyone predicted a long career ahead of him. And then he kind of fell out of the side. But, you know, he had a big IPL contract and continued to get big IPL contracts and played fairly well there. And I think it may have been Rahul Dravid or, you know, senior Indian batsman. I remember reading something where they said, well, you know, maybe the guy doesn't have the necessary push to want to get back into the Indian side because, you know, he still has fame, still has fortune, still gets to play cricket at a very high level, still gets to be on TV and all the rest of it.
Follow the IPL on Sportsnet World and Sportsnet World Online, presented by CIBC. Cricket Central will be back very shortly.